This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What kind of idiot 17-year-old gets a giant gun and goes to a riot? He has no license. He has no training. He thinks he's going to scrub graffiti off with his AR-15. I mean, the stupidity of this. It's like, what could possibly go wrong?
Here with reactions, Fox Nation host Tommy Lahren and Fox News contributor Joe Concha. All right, Tommy, I'll start with you. Just tell you to hit it.
You know, they don't talk about the stupidity of rioting in the first place, which is the first thing I noticed about that little montage you showed us. But, you know, the media runs its newsrooms the way Democrats run this country, based on this false notion of rampant white supremacy and Kyle Rittenhouse, when he fit that bill for their narrative, and the facts can't get in the way of that, or of their rosy narrative about their precious, mostly peaceful protesters they propped up all 2020 summer riot season long. So without this narrative of widespread white supremacy, this narrative they created to win an election, they have nothing. And that goes for the media and the Democrat Party as a whole. So they got to continue this charade. And unfortunately, Kyle Rittenhouse was caught in the crosshairs of that.
You know, Joe, Kyle Rittenhouse, I mean, just the trial itself has pretty much put truth to some of the lies, even in the indictment, in terms of what he did, who he is. I mean, but the mainstream media is doubling down. It doesn't matter what the facts are.
Yeah, and I enjoy that montage that you just played, particularly Jeffrey Toobin calling Kyle Rittenhouse an idiot. Yeah, I'm glad that you could see his hands throughout that entire analysis. But you know what's so, thank you, craptastic about this coverage, Judge? The utter conformity of it all, right? I watched the other cable news networks, and it's like a memo went out making it mandatory to call Kyle Rittenhouse a racist. And only in this country can a white guy shoot three other white guys, and somehow race is made the central issue in the case. Maybe that's because the President of the United States once called Rittenhouse a white supremacist, which set off this whole echo chamber that you're seeing now, and it gets better. You know, you see an anchor like Don Lemon suggesting the white judge may also be racist. Why? For making a benign supply chain joke about an Asian food lunch order from the courthouse. He also said that Rittenhouse is the ultimate case of, quote, white wannabe vigilanteism. So this is the same guy, to Tommy's point, who supported Black Lives Matter and those mostly peaceful riots last summer. And, you know, maybe the story is how inept the prosecution is. Maybe the story, and I'm just spitballing here, is that eyewitnesses testified that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. The video shows the same thing. Maybe the media should stop taking sides and declaring people like Kyle Rittenhouse guilty until proven innocent and do their jobs and just report the facts.
Touche for both Tommy Lahren and Joe Concha. They did a great job and a great analysis of Kyle Rittenhouse. And I've been looking at this trial and trying to figure it, talk about what they said, summing up the real quandary, the conundrum that the Democrats have about Kyle Rittenhouse. And Concha said it best. A white kid shoots three white people, and he's considered a white racist. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I love this story. Now, I hate this kid is going through this. I really do. And you guys heard me talk about this the other day. I'd been on Gary Nolan's show, and Gary posed a reasonable discussion. Kevin, he never should have gone. And I said, that's certainly something that you could say. We could have a reasonable discussion. But I'll tell you this, I'm glad he did. I'm glad there are people out there who care more about something bigger than themselves than just themselves. And Kyle Rittenhouse demonstrated that. And I know there are many people going, Kevin, if my son had taken a rifle and he was going to go to a thing like that, I would have been, you know, no way. I get it. I tell a story about my grandmother making me play piano in front of almost 3,000 people. And everybody I ask, I say, would you have done that? And they say, no way, no how. But my grandmother made me do it. Kyle Rittenhouse was called. He felt something. The spirit moved him. Somebody might say it was God. Maybe everything we're witnessing right now, I say maybe for the non-believers, because I believe everything that we witness is because God has ordained it. And he said, go, kid. You are going to make history in a way. And come on, Kevin, you think God wanted him to shoot and kill people or whatever? No, I don't know what. That's God's. It's all God's plan, as you guys have heard me say. But I'll tell you this. This kid did nothing wrong. Let me tell you what he did wrong in the eyes of leftism. You want to know what he did wrong? You ready? People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? He had a weapon. That's what he did wrong. If he'd gone and gotten himself killed, he would have just been a white supremacist kid that got himself beat up, because that's how the left would have framed it. This was a good kid who did good works. And you know what he did? He followed every law. The left want this so bad to have been an illegal weapon. So bad. A good kid. They got him. It would be different if he were truly a bad kid, a miscreant, bad grades, getting knocking up girls, getting them pregnant, you know, had run-ins with the law. None of that. But they also have this bad thing called a video. And the video shows this mob chasing this kid down and him in abject fear. I'm telling you, I watched the video and I felt fear for his life myself. I can't imagine I would have done anything different. But now I want to play a little game with you. What if Kyle Rittenhouse had shot three black people? Stew on that just a bit. You think the white supremacist narrative would stick that Concha talked about? See, because Don Lemon said he's a white supremacist. He called the judge a protector of white supremacists. Everybody's saying this kid is a white supremacist. It was a mob. He shot him. I'm asking you a very simple question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What happens if all three of those people were black? Can you say Derek Chauvin and George Floyd? Can you say riots all across this country? Let me tell you, we are so lucky that Kyle Rittenhouse didn't shoot three black people. But let's say he shot one or two. Do we get out of it? Does he get off of it? Does it change the complexion of everything that we're talking about? In short answer, no, it wouldn't. None of the facts change. Nothing about this situation changes, except that narrative would then fit. So let me tell you this. In a strange kind of way, Kyle Rittenhouse got off really lucky. The country got off really lucky, if so it seems. But what it's telling you is, when you shoot somebody black, when those rioters and those looters of BLM come knocking at your door, watch Kyle Rittenhouse's trial, because this is the way you could get treated. This is what could happen. It's really pathetic that we've come to this. Short break. Think about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Build back better.
Oh, man, what a funny slogan.
Build back better.
Didn't work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Where is Biden building back better? In the black sections of his town?
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks.
Anybody believe that? Biden went through the black sections of his town holding rallies in parks, telling black men that it's okay to wear a condom and black women that it's okay to say no. That was part of the rest of that. You know, Joe Biden, part of the civil rights movement that, you know, marched with various reverends and stuff when he was, 13 years old. You know, a catalyst in the helping of black folks, you know, the lowly colored people. Welcome, everybody. Speaking of lowly colored people, no, I'm not talking about myself. I was going to talk about Barack Obama. Oh, man, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden, the racist, the big mouth, the demented Mr. Magoo. Interesting guy to pay attention to, I'll tell you that. Very interesting to watch on so many levels. And we are going to have a little fun talking about him today. Before I get to it, though, I want to talk about Build Back Better. Three people killed in Chicago, 18 wounded over the last weekend. Pretty good weekend for Chicago. Well, except for the three people who were killed. Wasn't quite as good of a weekend for them. Oh, but maybe Build Back Better gets a little better, huh? Well, not according to the Daily Mail. Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan could raise taxes modestly for some middle-class households, despite Biden's vow that anyone making less than $400,000 would not see an increase. This is according to a new analysis. Taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20% to 30% of middle-class households would pay more in taxes in 2022. However, their tax increases would be very small, nonpartisan tax policy center wrote in a report. So, yeah, it's just a little. He only broke his promise to you a little. Well, wait a minute. That's unless we include inflation. Then he broke it quite a bit. Because it's not going too well for Joe in the Build Back Better category. We talked about the jobs and the things that these jobs report. 4.4 million people, and maybe we didn't talk about it, but we certainly will. 4.4 million people left their jobs this last month. The most, except for the previous month, which was 4.3 million people left their jobs. And we'll cover that in a little bit more detail, because I want to stay on the taxes for just a bit. They said, among those with a tax increase, low and middle income households would pay an additional $100 or less on average. Those making $200,000 to $500,000 would pay an average of $230 more. Just a smidgen. Just a smidgen. Don't worry, you're not going to get pregnant because it's just a smidgen. You know, just the, well, you know what I mean. So what they're trying to convince you of is that, now look, we've analyzed it, and it's not technically a broken promise because it's not that much. Well, let me just tell you this. If Joe Biden says he wasn't going to raise your taxes, and he raises your taxes, it is a broken promise. I want to be very clear. See, this is like, when is a human a human being? I want to be very clear. It's easy to know. When the egg is fertilized by a sperm. That's when life begins. So if Joe Biden says, I'm not going to raise your taxes, what he's telling you is, and he does it, he's telling you you're a little bit pregnant. And let me explain what I mean by that. You see, the $100 for X, you know, whatever your income is, under $200,000 and over $200,000, it's only $250, is you being a little bit pregnant. Now, a year from now, you're going to birth an 8-pound baby, which, let me translate that into money terms, is going to be thousands of dollars of new taxes. And yes, you will not be able to hide the baby from Papa or Mama or the pastor or your teachers. Everybody will know how pregnant you are, and they will know that Joe Biden is the father of that little inflationary tax policy baby. So they can try to sugarcoat this any way they want. Mr. going to the black sections of his town, speaking in parks to black men about it's okay to wear a condom and black women, it's okay to say no, is going to make sure that nobody survives this. Build Back Better is what they call it. And because of Joe Biden's incompetence, Captain Demento himself cannot catch a break because even the fake news polls hold no solace. Nearly two-thirds of Americans don't want Biden to run for president again in 2024. That was based on a USA Today poll and a Suffolk University poll. These are lefty polls. So nearly two-thirds of Americans don't want him to run for office again. It was conducted through, a phone thing, and it showed that 64% of these respondents didn't want him to run. 64%. And here's the bad part. 28% of them were Democrats. 39% of respondents who voted for Biden last year said they hope he doesn't run for another term. And 50% said they hope he does. So Biden's got 50% of the voting bloc that wants to see him run again. That's it. He's lost half of the Democrats. Now, 28% of them said they didn't want him to run, but 39% of them who voted for him said they hope he doesn't. If Yahoo were honest, then that's where the story comes from. They would admit that these are the same numbers that Joe Biden got, quote, elected by. I'm going to go on. He says this. Biden's approval rating continues to fall. Just 38% of Americans approve of the job that Biden's done. 59% disapprove. 3% are undecided. Now, here's the interesting contradiction. Biden's disapproval is at 59%, while 64% don't want him to run again. You get what I'm saying? There's a 5% differential there. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kevin, maybe some of the 5% of the people like Biden, but they just don't want him to run again for his health or due to dementia or possibly due to the need to help Hunter stay out of rehab and run the family business. We already talked about this, but Harris's approval rating is even worse. 28% approve, 51% disapprove, 21% undecided. Now, of that undecided, you're going to see a very heavy disapproval, because Harris isn't doing anything to get their approvals. Supposedly, this is the ticket that garnered the highest vote count in American history. Well, to that, folks, I say, let's go, Brandon. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation. And if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Unapologetic Comedy Tour will soon be launching, and we are in the process of trying to get enough seed funding to know that we can get it out to the public, and then obviously it'll pay for itself after we get the initial funding, because we'll get butts in the seat, like there's only one seat. Anyway, there will be butts in the seats, and then that will fund different locations, and we're going to take it across the country. And the idea of the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is exactly that. It is going to address every taboo subject that we're not supposed to talk about, and we're going to lampoon it and ridicule it. And even if it means, Kevin, you can't be, you know, in the Hall of Fame of your alma mater, so what? Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Is what you're listening to. This is the radio show portion of that, which implies that there's a lot more to it, doesn't it? Well, you're right. There is. We have a lot of things going on. We have TV productions. I had a meeting the other day with a group of people that are trying to help us get that TV stuff launched. We're going to be doing cop shows. We're going to be doing reality shows that speak to the conservative condition, speak to you, your lives. We're going to showcase conservatism at its finest. Not rich housewives of insert, you know, Democratic hellhole here. We're going to go showcase American life the way conservatives live it, and it's going to be sexy and cool, because that's what you are. You guys are crazy, sexy, cool. The Flick Fest, I have a group of people that I hope are going to help me get that thing off the ground. We got to build our app. It's going to cost me $50,000 to build an app. But once that app is built, we're going to stream movies out to everybody. And let me tell you, it's funny. My top fan, Andy, out there, he got on it and he goes, man, very surprising. You know, I thought it was going to be this rinky-dink. It isn't. The same thing he said about my movie. He thought my movie, he's like, man, I just wanted to support you, man. I'm your biggest fan. He goes, but you know, it was amazing. I said, man, thank you. Merch. When you wear our merch, you're selling my message. I mean, yeah, you're helping me put a couple of bones in the pocket. That's good. But I'm not out buying Bugattis. I ain't hanging out with oil magnates and Saudi princes and people like that. I'm getting by. I'm keeping this team together, and I'll do it as long as it is the Lord makes it possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. So go out and get that merch at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Finally, volunteering, folks. We need you. I don't know what you're good at. You're good at a lot of stuff. You have careers. My buddy Andy, he's a surgeon. If I need my kidney taken out or something, I'll go to Andy. Or my appendix. I hope he doesn't have to take a kidney. Unless I'm donating it to somebody. But, you know, I don't know what your skill set is, but you have it. And if you want to volunteer to something meaningful, give us a buzz, man. Get a hold of us at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I want everybody in the audience that listens to me to know this. You are important and you are needed. I don't know to whom. You are to me. And I bet you are to a lot of other people. See, leftists can't say that. They're not important. They're so far from important. You know what their problem is? They want to be important. That's why they pick up any cause at all. They want to help the poor little black kids or the spotted owl or whatever. They got to feel like they're doing something. They're so high, right? I'm really important. But see, that's a problem. That's their fear. Their fear is they know they're not. But you are important. And you want to know why I know? Because most of you don't even think so. You just think you trudge along through life. It's no big deal. You're important to your kids. You're important to your friends because you are real friends. They know they can count on you. And as a collective, we're important to each other because when one of us is down, we pick each other up. When one of us is in need, we take care of each other. I was talking to a guy, one of the guys I met over the weekend, Frank. Frank is gone for his church to build something in Puerto Rico. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. And he's wanting to get people off the streets that are drug addicts. And he talked about the drug addicts of New York, which is where he's from. And he says, you know, the drug addicts in New York, you know, they get by. It's like functioning drug addicts, like functioning alcoholics. They still have a sense of humor about themselves or whatever else. He says in Puerto Rico, it's very different. Very different. These people are down. They're depressed. And I asked him, I said, Frank, you think you can save them? You know what he said? Yes. Yeah. He didn't hesitate. He's like, yeah. See, I like that. He's going over with the right. First of all, great cause, right? Church is sponsoring it. They're going to build a sanctuary for these people. And is he going to save everybody? No, but he's going to go over and he's going to do something. And people are going to support it and he's going to get other people to help. That's what that connection is about. You're important and you're needed. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to explain to you how the Biden and the Democrats are in huge trouble on two major issues. One is the Wu flu. And these college football games and these college kids are a big reason for it. And if they hold this election today, Joe Biden would be lucky to get votes. Dominion can't save him. Dominion's not going to save these Democrats who keep pushing these mask mandates, these travel things, etc. And I'm going to prove it in this next clip. It comes from Fox News. Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino are interviewing a guy, I don't know his name, and they're talking about college football games. And I just want you to listen closely to what they say about these college football games and why this is important. And then it'll segue into the chant of F. Joe Biden. So listen to this clip.
That was on Fox. That was just a pregame. I want to bring in Clay Travis. He was on the bus with Outkick, went to the University of Tennessee, Bowling Green over the weekend, Georgia Clemson, big game there as well. Clay, hello to you. You're our eyes and ears on the ground. What were you picking up over Delta variant concerns and such?
Well, first of all, Bill and Dana, thanks for having me on. Second, college football fans have declared independence from COVID fear. There are basically millions of them all over the country. You saw that from Wisconsin, Friday in Blacksburg. It didn't matter what part of the country you were in. The stadiums were packed. The fans were without masks. The tailgating scene, I'm here to tell you, felt 100% normal. The way to win and get back to American exceptionalism, in my belief, is to stop being terrified of COVID. And I believe college football fans all over the country are leading us out of this pandemic. Because when you turn on your television, Bill, and you you see millions of people packed close together in a stadium, it's hard to believe that your kids can't be in school, that you can't go to work. God bless college football fans. I think they are helping to lead us to liberation and freedom from COVID.
There's a lot of pent up, fun to be had that those college kids, you know, that 2020 and the first part of 2021 were not great for the young people. I want to ask you about this because three different stadiums, Virginia Tech, Coastal Carolina, and Texas A&M, they had strong feelings about President Biden. Take a look. Do we have that here? Maybe. So that was at three different stadiums, Clay. Did you pick up anything on what the grievance is?
I think that there's a upswell among college kids, groundswell, of people who want freedom. And they are blaming Joe Biden for continuing to try to lock down this country. And, you know, I went around a bunch of fraternity houses, guys, and usually they have banners where they insult the opponents. Instead, you know what they were doing? They had all 13 of the Marines and the sailors and the 13 who died in Afghanistan. They had their names on those banners. And as we get closer to the 20th anniversary, you saw Texas A&M, red, white, and blue, the stadium. I think there's going to be a massive, massive rebound in this anti-American sentiment and patriotism and being proud to be an American. I think college kids are helping to lead this charge, and I think they're holding Joe Biden accountable for being in the retrograde there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I get excited. I'm so excited right now. People that have listened to my program, I tell you this all the time. I say these little incremental things that you do, when you fight back, it's amazing. You are witnessing a big turn that is occurring, something the Democrats never would have predicted. They would have never predicted this. See, they felt like they indoctrinated the college students to the point where we got them. They felt like they had indoctrinated black people to the point where we got them. And you know what? Black people rebelled and said, you know, we don't want this shot. We don't want this shot. And black people, all these great jobs that are out there, right? Are black people filling them? I'm just saying, everything that the Democrats have set up for people, is it happening? The short answer is no. It's not happening. Democrats didn't predict any of the things that are going to happen with this Wu flu nonsense. They haven't predicted anything that's going to happen with global climate change. And I keep reminding people that Democrats can only tell so many lies before people go, I don't trust you anymore. I don't trust the media. I trust nothing you say. You've probably been in a relationship of some sort where you said, that's it. Nothing that comes out of your mouth is believable. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to play this clip again in a second because it's important to what I want to talk about going forward. I actually thought we would just have one segment on what college football fans college students. See, we think of them as football fans, but these are college students that are yelling, F Joe Biden. These are college students that are saying, screw the mask and the mandates and whatever else. We are going to be in these stadiums, and I want you to, you can't see it on radio, but go, just Google this. Look at these stadiums across the nation, full of these kids not wearing masks. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're supporting their team or whatever. That is normal. And that is what scares the Democrats. And it should. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Share this message with a lot of people if you like the show. Share the message. If you don't, well, you're just a racist, and that's okay. Don't share. Anyway, this clip, this guy says the college football fans may be Fox News says the college football fans may be leading us out of the pandemic. And I want to play the clip so you can hear what Fox said about it, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what it means in the big picture.
So, that was on Fox. That was just the pregame. I want to bring in Clay Travis. He was on the bus with Outkick, went to the University of Tennessee, Bowling Green over the weekend. Georgia Clemson, big game there as well. Clay, hello to you. You're our eyes and ears on the ground. What were you picking up over Delta variant concerns and such?
Well, first of all, Bill and Dana, thanks for having me on. Second, college football fans have declared independence from COVID fear. There are basically millions of them all over the country. You saw that from Wisconsin, Friday in Blacksburg. It didn't matter what part of the country you were in. The stadiums were packed. The fans were without masks. The tailgating scene, I'm here to tell you, felt 100% normal. The way to win and get back to American exceptionalism, in my belief, is to stop being terrified of COVID. And I believe college football fans all over the country are leading us out of this pandemic. Because when you turn on your television, Bill, and you see millions of people packed close together in a stadium, it's hard to believe that your kids can't be in school, that you can't go to work. God bless college football fans. I think they are helping to lead us to liberation and freedom from COVID.
There's a lot of pent up, fun to be had that those college kids, you know, that 2020 and the first part of 2021 were not great for the young people. I want to ask you about this because three different stadiums, Virginia Tech, Coastal Carolina, and Texas A&M, they had strong feelings about President Biden. Take a look. Do we have that here? So that was at three different stadiums, Clay. Did you pick up anything on what the grievance is?
Yeah, I think that there's a upswell among college kids, groundswell, of people who want freedom. And they are blaming Joe Biden for continuing to try to lock down this country. And, you know, I went around a bunch of fraternity houses, guys, and usually they have banners where they insult the opponents. Instead, you know what they were doing? They had all 13 of the Marines and the sailors and the 13 who died in Afghanistan. They had their names on those banners. And as we get closer to the 20th anniversary, you saw Texas A&M red, white, and blue, the stadium. I think there's going to be a massive, massive rebound in this anti-American sentiment and patriotism and being proud to be an American. I think college kids are helping to lead this charge, and I think they're holding Joe Biden accountable for being in the retrograde there.
I swear the clip, the video is so much better. I'm not going to say it's rare, but in this case, when you see these fans, and I hope you are on Saturdays, you watch these fans, because what you're watching every Saturday with these college kids is them saying, I don't care about no stupid woo flu. I'm going to tell you, less than a year ago, I was golfing with some guys, and a 21-year-old girl comes up on, it's a called cart girl, and she's got her mask on, and she will not get within 6 feet of us, and we're outdoors. She put our stuff on her cart. We had to go get it. You know, she ran our cart. She put it on our cart. She wouldn't come anywhere. And I said to her, I said, just out of curiosity, are you really, oh my gosh, this thing is so deadly and all this. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And this was a year ago. You know where we are now? College kids yelling, F Joe Biden. College kids saying, I'm not afraid of this. Now, here's why this is such a big deal. I want you to consider the wake-up call that's happening to these students. The level of fear that was set in them over the past 18 months, and now they're back to normal. You can be guaranteed you go to college campuses outside of the nonsense that the administrators are being forced to put onto these kids. They're saying, screw it. And even if you want to mandate something in public, behind the scenes, it's kind of like probably living in the Middle East, where the women get behind closed doors and they act like women. They're like, you know what, screw all that. We might have to play a game out there, but we're not playing it in here. And what's happening is, what used to be now behind closed doors because people were afraid, you know, taking their mask off, like, they're now doing it in public. It's no longer the elites that are just getting away with being maskless at restaurants or whatever else. People are thwarting it. I was in the airport. I've been in multiple airports over the past couple of weeks, and they have the thing. It is a federal mandate for you to wear your mask. You could be fined up to $1,000 per incident or whatever. And what's funny, when you walk around the airport, you'll see people walking with their mask below their chin or not at all. Groups of them. And the thing is going on. The
warning. Alert. Watch out. Mask police.
And you know what else I've noticed? Nobody's coming up anymore going, put your mask on right. Other than a flight attendant. But in the place where you're walking around, nobody says it. I went to a place when I was in Florida. They said convenience store or whatever. And they said, you must have your mask to come in here. That's what they said when I went to look for it when I was Googling it. And I got there and walked right in without a mask. The guy made the comment. He says, we would see banners typically that would insult opponents, right? But he says, now I'm seeing banners where they honor the 13 Marines who died in Afghanistan. Do you understand the implication of this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Do you understand that we are ushering back a time where college kids are starting to think? Now, here's the deal. You're seeing it in the context of a football game. These kids are like, screw this mass stuff, man. We're going to cheer for our team. But what happens when they go back into the classroom? And that professor who says, man, those Republicans, man, and you got to love socialism and all this. And now there's a problem. There's a problem in their brain because they're going, wait a minute. I'm fighting socialism. When I'm out there and you want me to wear a mask and you want me to get a vaccine and you want this. And then I find out that you're the real Gestapo. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't these conservatives. They weren't the ones forcing me to do stuff. They're the ones who are liberating me. They're the ones who say, you know what? I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care about your gender issues. You know, this country's your oyster. Go do something with it. They're the ones who are inspiring me to be who I am. And you want me to be a drone. You want me to conform. And these kids are finding themselves. And God forbid, people listening to Kevin Jackson's show, these kids actually start to critically think. They actually start to question their professors about these draconian tactics. And they start to really understand that in the blink of an eye, their freedoms can be taken away. And they see the difference between when they're out there on that football field and they're consolidated and they're in solidarity for freedom. And then they go inside and somebody else is telling them, no, you want what we're selling you. Oh, boy. They're like Pinocchio. And you got potential. And you. Oh, boy. I think those college professors are going to be in for a rude awakening here soon. Because I believe these kids are waking up in a way that people never imagined they would. And it took this type of thing. But see, the other thing that's happening is that not only is it reflecting poorly on Biden and the Democrats, It's reflecting positively on us. If you now take your children and say, see what I told you? See? Oh, they had you so fearful of the Wu flu. How was it at the game? Were you afraid? No, you know what? I didn't even think about it. I was just so into the game. You're right. Because they don't want you to think about it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.